This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. An 80-year-old Chinese tourist from Wuhan has died from the coronavirus in Paris, the first person in Europe to die due to complications from the virus. Reuters correspondent Francesca Liner reports.
Health officials confirmed on Saturday that more than 2,600 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in mainland China, a day after people returning to the capital from holidays were ordered to quarantine themselves for 14 days. The total of confirmed infections in China has now reached over 66,000, with the total number of deaths at just over 1,500. China's National Health Commission said the government would maintain efforts to contain the spread of the virus in Wuhan, which has been under virtual lockdown for 3 weeks. Residents there have been stocking up at supermarkets with whatever they can find on the shelves, with checkout staff wearing protective suits.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has urged world security leaders to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that the world's most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Esper emphasized the U.S. does not seek conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and dominate Asia militarily by 2049. China's foreign minister Wang Yi said later that Esper and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who accused Beijing of using a nefarious strategy to win support for its next-generation wireless network equipment maker Huawei, were both telling lies. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.